guys, welcome to episode 48 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hey, y'all.
And Dylan Roush.
Uh-huh.
All right, we are sans Gabe Philbin. I like to say that Diablo has swallowed him whole.
And he's back at a dumpster, just rummaging through it.
The unfortunate thing was Gabe wandered into an alleyway and walked up to a hobo drug salesman.
A hobo drug salesman.
Yeah,
hobo said, drug salesman.
And said,
this guy sells hobos and drugs.
Excuse me, sir. I will take all the Diablo 3 you have. And he just gave him whatever drugs were on him. And now Gabe has died.
And the hobo was like, I'll give you Diablo 3, but you gotta Chris Pine me.
Why? Why do you have to take it there?
This drug dealer psyched him out, sold him a needle full of Error 37. And yeah. So, yeah, Gabe's just dead in an hour.
He's dead next to Dylan's lost audio from the podcast we actually recorded on Tuesday.
That's right. We were on time, guys. It's not like we were slacking here. I tried my best to get that podcast to work, but it didn't. But it's all right, because we're here full force. I'm drunk as hell. Ryan's got some beers.
I've got a bottle of whiskey.
All right.
I got a jug. Raw Dog's got his jug.
You know what? We don't need no goddamn intern. We're doing it old school, the way it used to be. The way God intended.
I've got my intern in my mouth right now. I love you, whiskey.
Ryan De La Rosa, drop some news on these listeners.
Okay. Well, this is Gabe's agenda, so I'm just rolling with it.
Oh, it's full of fanboyism and...
Motherfucking Diablo 3. There's a period after each one of those words.
You know, we should have seen it coming. You know, this was our first signal that there was a problem.
Gabe was going to be lost, too.
Yeah. The problem... Man.
Yeah, so Diablo 3 came out on Tuesday.
It did.
That's a big problem.
Is this starter edition thing still going?
Yeah, I have a copy of the starter edition.
Is that one of the things where someone has to give you a code, someone who bought the game? Is that how that works?
Yeah, Izzy gave me hers because I told her I'd use her love. Little did she know.
Yeah.
I literally used
Were you not supposed to use it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what.
I have
what are you getting
idea
at
what
here?
He's getting at.
No, see, I installed the starter edition, yada yada yada. I haven't logged in yet. It's a wasted starter edition.
Well, you'd probably just log in and then you'd get Error 37. And
I imagine.
See, this is the benefit. This is the benefit we have of re-recording this. Is now the game's come out and the servers crash.
We can make fun of it.
Yeah. Because as of Tuesday, all we could do was, or I guess was it Tuesday night that we did this?
Yeah, I mean,
they had started
errors,
a little bit. Yeah, there was already some problems.
I think they're up for the most part, and then later that night, he's like, fuck!
Yeah. I've got a pretty good story about Diablo 3.
Okay.
So, yesterday I was at work, and you know, I build PCs, I repair laptops now, and this guy came in.
For Target?
No.
Geek Squad.
No! Oh, I saw three... Okay, there was three Geek Squad vans in our parking lot that all got pulled over by an officer.
Nice.
I don't know what... They were just selling drugs out of the back of their vans.
To Gabe?
Yes.
Who died?
Okay, anyways, this guy came in, and he was looking... he was asking us if his laptop could handle it, which it couldn't. This thing... That was an old laptop. It wasn't... Anyways, so he was interested in getting a new PC. So he bought a used PC from us for $450 or whatever, a video card for something. So it ended up being like almost $500 from us, and then he bought the collector's edition of Diablo 3 for another $100. This guy spent almost $600 for one fucking game.
And a really nice PC.
Yeah, and a really nice Dylan Roush and Dylan Raw Dog Roush
Handmade.
Raw Dog PC.
Handmade by Game Over Nations.
Actually,
Dylan
I didn't make it.
Oh.
No.
Hand ordered by Dylan.
He rung it up and
no, I didn't even do that.
What the fuck did you do?
Yeah.
I didn't do it. The other guy there did. I sat there at the counter with my arms propped up on the counter.
What would you say you do here?
Fuck around with laptops, you know.
At Target?
Yeah. What's going on at Target?
You know, if Target has an IT position, hit me up, Target.
Are you listening, Target?
It'll just be Raw Dog and Maria Bamford every Christmas.
Christ, don't look at my Twitter feed, for fuck's sake.
That's the first thing they're going to do now.
Or my Facebook. That's instant termination.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
All right. Anyway, so Diablo 3's out, and people seem to like
Whoop-de-doo!
It.
Whoop-de-doo!
Okay, the next bit of news that from this agenda in front of me is CD Projekt Red working on new game in brand new setting.
Who the fuck is CD Projekt Red?
I don't know.
I think Gabe skipped this story.
No, he didn't.
They're the guys who made The Witcher and The Witcher 2.
Oh, that's where Dylan was like, The Witcher 2 is their second game. And Ryan's like, was The Witcher their first game? And he's like, yes.
No, I'm excited for this because I like the work they've done, and I want to see what kind of universe they can do without.
No one's gonna set. Now the world has to live without the witchiest joke that I made.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's been made multiple times on this podcast.
It sure has.
Probably, but they missed it that time. They're gonna miss the latest.
No, I think this is fantastic. This is just a small company from Poland.
I think witchy-est is improper. It should have been witch-est. Because it's not witchier or two. You know what I'm saying? So it should have been witchest.
But, no, it's not witchier two because it's just The Witcher. Witcher isn't more witchy. Witcher is like
Listen, you got the witch, and then you got the witcher.
No, that's not. I don't think that's how it works.
Witchest.
It doesn't work like that. They're two different things.
Well, you don't go Witcher and then witchiest. Like, wait, what?
No. Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
All right.
You go
right into the mail at gameovernation.com if you think I'm right. I don't know.
What's to say you're wrong and call today?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I never got that joke, Ryan.
What?
Witchiest.
Because there's more witch there.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be like witchering? Because witcher is just...
Witcher is a noun.
It's a noun.
It's the witchiest. It's the most witch.
No.
A witcher doesn't witch. A witcher doesn't witchy anything.
Well, a witch doesn't witcher either.
No, he fucks your
the
women.
The level
and,
of witch is...
And witches is, some
there's
bitches.
Witch, and then there's
he witches
witch,
some bitches.
And then there's
and makes
witches.
BLT.
Did you say BLT?
Yeah. Were you thinking Miracle Whip? Because I was. I don't
bitches,
know
love, and tender.
What? I don't know what just happened.
Continue.
Man.
Bacon.
Okay. So, what's the new setting going to be? I guess there's no news on that.
I don't know. It's an original one. That's why I'm excited because I want to see what they can do.
So, new IP.
They did a. What?
It's a new IP. Well, maybe a new IP. It could just be.
Yeah,
the
I don't
Witcher
know. I
want to
see what they can do where in a world where they're not constrained by the original.
By universe. Gravity. The Witcher in space. Brought to you by NASA with Angry Birds.
But, no, their writing was fantastic. Everything was fantastic about this game. So, I want to see them kick it up a notch from Witcher to Witcherist.
Everything was great. Everything. Witchiest. And I just want to see it greater.
Shut up. Go back to witching.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, next on the list.
Which way did the witch go?
Which one would you like?
Uncharted 3 gets a patch.
Stop
and it adds all the things that Uncharted two already had, right? Is that what
yeah,
the lab?
The lab and elimination.
See, the lab is the only thing that kept me interested in Uncharted 2's multiplayer.
What's the lab?
It's where it was just random game types. Like, everyone had shot. Think of GoldenEye's game types and add them to Uncharted 2. So, shotguns only or shit like that.
Well, and isn't it like Killzone where, like, or maybe not. Like, in Killzone, you can hop into this crazy mode where
everything is filled with pepperoni and cheese.
No,
and like every round, the rules would switch up.
Yeah, you start a match and it's like deathmatch, kill as many people as you can, and it has like a 5-minute timer. And once the 5 minutes are up, it's like capture the flag, and it just changes like in the same match.
No, it wasn't in the same match, but like rounds, the rules could switch and shit like that. And that was really nice. I liked that. And you had double XP, I believe, for during the lab weekends.
Mm.
And I mean, that's a little late to add it in. I'm kind of already over the multiplayer.
Well, I don't know. I liked in Uncharted 2.
I never got into it.
I got into it, but not.
I know
not,
you did. You and Gabe
as
did.
Much. Yeah, but I think that Uncharted 3 fucked up the co-op. Like, I'm not saying the story co-op stuff, like, that, whatever, that was never that great in Uncharted 2 either, but the survival, like, I remember the 10-round survival in Uncharted 2 was fucking awesome, man. It was perfectly balanced.
Yeah.
Because shit would get really, really hard, but if you died, it's because you weren't sticking together. It was your fault. But, like, in Uncharted 3, it just doesn't feel as tight. It doesn't feel as thought out. Everything's just kind of up to chance, in my opinion. And, like, the enemies aren't as intimidating. Like, you don't have the giant armored guys that we all called Tony Stark. Because when he'd come out, we're like, you've upgraded your armor! So, yeah, those guys aren't in Uncharted 3. And instead, it's just dudes. Yeah, they have more armor, but they're kind of, like, still, like, regular-sized men, which, it's more realistic, but I miss the giant mutant men.
Who was it that we yelled out when the grappling guys came out?
That was John Woo.
John Woo!
John Woo's stranglehold. Because they would strangle you.
We had code names for fucking everything.
Yeah, and then the small armored guys were Mini Tonys.
Mini Tony!
Yeah.
Tony!
Yeah.
John Woo!
Yep.
That was a perfect system. We had a system going.
Hell yeah, we did. It was so much fun.
We need more games where we can come up with systems like that.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to hop into Uncharted 3 soon. I just have so much on my plate, man. But, yeah, Uncharted 3 multiplayer, it's still fun. It's fine. It's just not. It's a lot more unfocused. It feels like they threw in so many features that it's kind of a clusterfuck now. And it's not as focused. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it took away
Perfect
a lot more.
10, though.
Yeah. All right. So on to something that maybe I care about. E3 speculation has officially begun.
You don't care?
No, I kind of care. Well, except that it's just based off how he saw all of Sony's lineup and said, "Yep, it's good."
No one cares.
Cool, man.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, I don't know what do we do with that?
To the listeners, it sounds like Dylan's really pissed off at Gabe. Fucking idiot.
Fucking idiot.
I might be.
It's a shitty agenda.
I might be really pissed at Gabe right now. I'm going to text him and be like, Gabe, I'm really pissed off.
I know you're dead in an alley. Hey, a hobo who stole his phone, could you please tell Gabe
right
how mad I am at him?
Gabe Philbin. Oh, no, I almost texted my mom.
You know what? No, just Dylan, text him, hey, hobo who stole Gabe's phone, tell him he's a douchebag. And don't explain it. He won't get it unless he listens to the show.
Which he won't.
Hey, hobo who stole.
Which sure won't.
Gabriel.
Witchiest won't. Witchiest won't.
Witchiest. Gabriel's phone.
Didn't Gabe ask us what we speculate for E3? I don't know. Whatever. Let's
probably. Well, I think,
said I wanted to
might have been
Nintendo.
That's right.
What everyone else don't.
No. Yeah. And I said that for E3 to be a massive success for me, I only ask one thing, and that's a 3D Mario for the Wii U, and I would be happy. That's all I want.
And I wanted a side-scrolling Castlevania and new Metroid that wasn't Other M.
Yeah.
Preferably side scroller.
Yeah. I wanted I think I said that I, even though they keep denying that it will happen, I want to see the next Xbox there.
Xbox.
Even though maybe they're telling the truth. And even if they see it, like, I don't know, I just bought that S model, but I don't know, like, even if they announce it, I imagine it's still going to be end of 2013 before it hits anywhere, so.
Isn't it funny, Ryan, that, like, within a month of each other, we just bought new versions of the same shit? Yeah.
Yeah, when we get to, I was going to tell the story of the deal I got on it when we get to checking in, I'll save that for then. All right, next up, BioShock Infinite, delayed until 2013, which is, honestly, probably kind of good. There's so much shit already. Like,
load.
We've already got Borderlands 2, and Halo 4, but end of the year is what I mean. Like,
by the way, guys, my birthday's in September.
That's fucking brilliant. I guess. Go to hell. I hate you.
I want that loot box so I can store my condoms in it.
You're like, ladies, why don't you just raid my chest?
He'll never open it. Oh! Sick burn.
Let me just tell the listeners, Ryan's response when we said to put condoms in it, his response was, like, I use condoms.
I was joking.
I don't think you are
a fellow student of the raw dog.
All I did was make the obvious joke.
Oh man.
Be safe, kids.
Ryan, I am Dr. Raw Dog.
Listeners, don't follow in these raw dogs.
Just be safe. Just footsteps. Don't be a fool. Wrap your tool.
Yeah.
I guess that's a PSA from Game Over Nation. I don't know. Hey,
don't be a Gabe Philbin. Wrap your Witcher. Before you go witching. Another shot.
Laughing the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh man.
All right.
Anyway, BioShock Infinite is delayed. And honestly, like, I think we've got Halo. Well, at least for me, I've got Borderlands 2, Halo 4, both at the end of the year, and Assassin's Creed 3.
Like, oh, I'm buying that.
Yeah, they're all at the end of the year.
I saw gameplay of that, like the first gameplay where he's running through that house and then jumps out onto a tree, and I was like, first, I had to take like a double take of that because it looked pre-rendered because it looked so good. And I was like,
I haven't felt this excited for these games since Assassin's Creed 2, which would normally sound like, oh, well, you're excited for everything, except they had like four fucking games.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I
will say this, people give shit for, the annualizing of franchises or whatever, but honestly, they've provided a fuck ton of content.
Yeah, every Brotherhood year. Like, was actually really big.
Yeah, Brotherhood was big. I hear Revelation. I haven't gotten into Revelations yet, but I hear that's just as big. Like, Brotherhood was just as big as 2.
My only problem with the annualizations of stuff is, like, the Madden 2003, the Madden 2004.
Yeah.
Nothing changed.
The thing is, they're able to use a lot of, they're able to use that engine and whatnot, and, like, a lot of the physics are the same, so they're not having to build from the ground up. This one, I imagine, because Brotherhood and Revelations were kind of in the same places, and, similar in the locale, and so...
Wait, Revelations still... is an entirely different country.
That's mostly why
I want to try that one out. It's no longer Italy.
Yeah, but it's not as drastic of a change as like Italy to the unsettled
continental U.S.
Yeah, continental U.S. during the revolution, like when everything's like.
No, that's why, like, when I saw the interior of that house that he was like running through and stuff, I'm like, that's Assassin's Creed. Like, I didn't. It looked like Uncharted 3 to me. I was like,
well, that's what I said. Like, I imagine this is why. This is the one that's getting the number, because these other two were like, they weren't huge leaps or huge changes. Like, this one's a pretty big
shift. Well, yeah, they've been working on this one since number two.
Right, yeah. Somebody's been at work on it.
And I believe it's on a new engine.
Oh, that I don't know, but...
Or at least a modified engine.
Probably.
But, yeah, the more I look at this game, the more excited I am, because I really like the American Revolution. I dig that whole period from, like, 1600 to the early 1900s.
You're a cold bastard. That was a horrible time for our country.
Yeah. It was a horrible... It was the best of times.
I really like the Civil War.
I really like the Civil War. I really War like then,
it.
You know.
It was so great.
The Civil War would be pretty interesting too.
Yeah.
They have two hyphen title games to come after this one.
One's gonna be the War of 1812. I'm personally hoping one of those will be French Revolution. I will definitely.
I'm just waiting for Assassin's Creed Titanic.
I want modern Creed.
No, fuck you. That's boring. We already have modern Creed. That's infamous. I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what a modern Creed would even look like. That's what we've been asking since Assassin's Creed 2.
I'm less interested in that,
and I'm more interested in seeing time periods that haven't been touched very much. Like, of course, American Revolution, Civil War.
But I think it's a little far-fetched that every one of these characters is tied to Desmond. Jesus.
It's kind of crazy. I would love to see the Russian, where they overthrew the Tsars.
Hmm.
How often is that touched? World War One. How often is that touched? There's a bunch of areas of history where games don't really.
Hello, did you not see Flyboys starring American treasure James
Franco?
Franco?
You Come bet on. I did. I smoke a blunt in tribute to James Franco. I didn't.
I didn't do that. I'm just kidding.
I didn't do that.
I like how this is where we got from BioShock Infinite being delayed in 2013.
Well, because we were talking about more important games that were coming out.
Games that are coming out sooner.
Sooner.
I just think the more you can spread out the holiday season, the better.
The better.
Yeah, at least for us who have to buy all these games.
I'm kind of over-saturized on BioShock Infinite information right now.
I'm not oversaturized in information. No, I don't know. I'm in the minority here. Like, ever since that game was announced, like, I remember seeing the first gameplay of it. I was like, wow, it's really colorful.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful. But I wasn't like, what the fuck? Like, Gabe was flipping his shit. Most people were. And I was like, huh, cool. Like, I'll pick it up. You know,
I'm excited for the game, but I don't have an erection right now.
The thing is, like,
I'm not sporting a stiffy.
Yeah, I am, but it has nothing to do with BioShock.
It has more to do with booze than witching.
It has to do with your big box of condoms that you're not going to use.
My loot box.
My big box of condoms that I don't use.
Yeah. But, Dylan, like you were saying we're oversaturated. No, I agree with what you said a few days ago where it's like, we've just seen the same fucking shit over and over.
That might be
again.
What I'm complaining about, and I'm just failing to properly vocalize that.
The thing is, though, I don't care. I mean... I'd rather see the same shit all the way up till launch because I want it to be a surprise. Like with BioShock 1, I just saw that it was rusty and gross, and then it came out, and I tried to play it on PC, and I couldn't really get into it. But years later, I got it on PS3.
I believe I had your copy.
Yeah, years later, I picked it up on PS3, and I played through it fresh. And this is years after it came out, after all the phenomenon and everybody's crazy about it, and all that stuff was new to me, other than the way the game kind of looked.
And then when you moved to Seattle the first time, you gave me that copy of BioShock, and I was like, cool, I don't have this.
Yeah. So,
they've said that what they said was that I think they're going dark from here till launch.
Yeah,
so.
That was the gist.
That's good news.
So, yeah, no, I'm fine with that. I kind of prefer that. So
I wish more games would do it.
Yes.
Actually, Resident Evil's been doing a pretty good job of that. I mean, we got these two trailers, but they're kind of like a big mixed up mess.
Yeah.
Like, you don't actually know anything about what the game's about. You kind of see little glimpses of gameplay, but you still don't know exactly how it plays. So, I kind of like that. I like the mystery of it. Yeah.
I like a lot of things.
Yeah. All right. Next. Darksiders 2 has a release date.
Are you going to pick that up, Ryan?
Probably, yeah.
I think I'm going to go back and pick up Darksiders 1. It's got to be dirt cheap now.
Darksiders is a lot of fun, man. Like,
no, I know.
I liked it a lot.
I think that was one of my first Gamefly rentals, and I got okay, pretty far, but
though
the boss was like stupid hard.
Am I the only one who really, really hates using that that middle click to aim?
I remember, like, this is all very vague, but
I locked on with R3 or L3, and I fucking despise that, because there was two whole levels where you had to lock on to, like, angels and shit and shoot at them.
I think that's exactly why I stopped playing and sent it back. It was, these flying enemies that would just gang up on you.
I remember that. Yeah, it was difficult, but I
clicking
I didn't
that fucking control stick is awful for that. So
did you play it both on PS3?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
I'm thinking of looking at it on PC and see if that changed that.
I'm guessing it was the same control on 360. I don't remember anything being a problem, though. Like, I remember that part being hard, but I don't remember being frustrated with it.
It wasn't hard because of the actual game. I mean, I played like Star Fox and those kind of shooters and stuff.
Right.
But it was hard because the controls were a piece of shit during that scene. And I remember the first dungeon boss, you had to lock onto it.
Wait,
as well.
Are you talking about where you're actually flying?
Yes. Well, you're
okay,
on the back
I remember
of that,
getting
like,
pissed
at
that
because
I don't think you could. I don't think you could invert the controls.
Yeah,
and I couldn't. I could not do it. I was like, "Oh, this is completely counterintuitive to how you would actually fly something."
I channeled my anger into that fucking level, and I finally beat it, and I fucking hated
it. Yeah, it was. Luckily, it was relatively short.
Ever.
Yeah,
and
now
had
I
the
remember
third
what you're
person
about.
Shooter part where you had to pick up the gun and you had to lock on the people.
That was the flying thing is the only thing I remember. Now that you mention it, now I do.
That's
remember
the
that
thing
being...
about that game. All the fucking like dungeon crawling and all that stuff's all great. It's fun. It's the combat's awesome.
Yeah, the combat's.
The minute
really
they go
good.
Into other genres like the fucking shooting genre,
and then what was
the
up with that RTS in the middle? That didn't happen.
What is this? Brutal Legend?
It turns into the really bad N64 Command & Conquer.
Oh, fuck you. I love that game.
That game was so hard to control, though.
That was the first N64 game I bought. Oh, and then I bought StarCraft.
Actually, you know what? I looked the other day. I still have Command & Conquer on the N64.
Me too.
Dude, I found I found a stack of old instruction booklets. In the bottom drawer of my dresser in my room, like a shit ton of them, man. Like old N64 and Super Nintendo instruction booklets.
Yeah, I'm looking at a big bag, I guess, of NES instruction booklets.
Nice.
Like here's the Dick Tracy one. Fuck that game, by the way.
Oh man. So Darksiders 2, August 14th. I don't think I ever got to the date, actually. I said it had a release date. I never mentioned
comes out
it
in August.
It's August 14th. So, no, yeah, I'll probably pick that up. There's not a lot coming out, like, until we start getting towards the end of the year. I mean, there's not anything that's, like, huge.
Sly Cooper came out?
I don't know. Did we lose Javi? Is Javi here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You got really quiet.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, about the dark side.
There's like there's a big release here and there, but there's not like a fucking cluster of things for a while. So yeah, I'll probably grab that when it.
Maybe
comes.
I'll be pleasantly surprised by the mid-August release, like I was last year. Like Deus Ex came out in mid-August, and I really wasn't thinking of buying it, and I was like, well, there's no releases right now, so I just kind of bought it, and I fucking loved that game. That game was one of the best games to come out last year.
I see.
I still need to pick that up.
Wait, which one? Sorry.
And put it on
Deus
top of
X.
The stack of other games I bought.
Yeah.
And I was fucking blown away by that soundtrack in that game.
I wasn't terribly impressed by what I saw of it, but...
Yeah,
I
remember
gold
you,
to black technology.
Me and you went to the
yeah, well, the like the
gameplay
the opening,
thing
like,
at PAX East.
Yeah, the opening trailer thing was, like, awesome, and then, like, the gameplay was just kind of like, eh.
Yeah, when we went to that where they were showing us off the gameplay and stuff, it was really underwhelming. Yeah, don't believe that. The game turned out to be fucking great.
Alright. Yeah. Well, that's what I keep hearing. And I'm really, like, I just watched that fucking trailer, that live action one. And, yeah, like, I got, like, informed about what's going on in the universe, how people are revolting and stuff. It was just, like, really, really interesting. Like, that, it's kind of like when you look at 28 Days Later, like, that first movie, and you kind of see, like, little snippets of what the fuck happened, like, while he was asleep, like, to society, and it's just like, oh, shit, so you get to, like, be a part of that. I don't know, it really kind of sparked my interest in the game, even though I didn't see any gameplay in that trailer.
All right, well, next up on the Gungenda is, there's
new
a rumor.
Stairfax?
Yeah, new Stairfax. New Stairfax temperatures. I don't know. Was that a joke that we had?
It's a JonTron video.
Oh, okay.
Star Fox Adventures. He reviewed it.
No, I get the.
It's funny.
I get it now. It's funny. I just thought Gabe was being an idiot.
Well, yeah.
By the way, he responded with just question mark.
That's cool. Damn right.
I said, just do it.
Just
Nike.
Just do it. Just do it, Gabe.
Just do it.
So anyway, yeah, there's rumors of a Star Fox or a new Star Fox being in development by Retro. I don't think it's actually Star Fox Adventures. It's just a new Star Fox game.
I wish it were Star Fox Adventures. I think I'm the only person on the planet that liked that game.
Yeah, you are.
I don't know why. It's Zelda. It's just like Darksiders and fucking Alice.
Except worse.
What?
Except worse than all of the above.
It's
clunky.
It is clunky. It's worse for a lot of reasons, but it's also like pretty close to being good. For lack of a better
name. It's pretty close to being not bad.
By the way, it's 9 o'clock at night and some fucker's mowing his lawn right next door.
After I saw the Avengers on my way home, saw somebody on a riding lawnmower mowing the ditch along the highway,
dressed like Iron Man,
in front of a like Discount Tire, like he's driving. No, it's a Jiffy Lube. He's like driving through the ditch there, like mowing.
Was he dressed like Iron Man?
No, he was not.
Damn it!
Did he have a beer in his hand?
That I could not tell. I can't say no.
That would fit the fucking stereotype perfectly.
Was he dressed like Hawkeye?
Was he in a Gibson?
He was none of these things.
Damn it. He could have redeemed himself.
Obviously, he didn't have Avengers fever because he wasn't at the theater. He was mowing a ditch in front of Jiffy Lube.
This might have been the only way he could have dealt with his Whedonism.
He could have mowed the ditch heroically.
That's true. It's true. But he didn't.
He did not.
Anyway, so yeah, new Star. I would love to see a new Star. Like, I know that.
Who wouldn't want to see a new Star?
Yeah,
Fox?
But I want to. But you were saying you don't want Retro to do it. You want them to do something else. I want Retro to do it.
I want them to do Metroid.
Yeah, and I don't like as much as I love Metroid. Like, I think most people know I fucking love Metroid. But like, I want to see what Retro could do with. Like, I want to see Star Fox come back the right way, and I trust Retro more than anybody. They've got a great track record.
Here's the thing. I liked Donkey Kong a lot, but I wish Retro. I mean, this is probably out of their hands. They were probably told to make the Donkey Kong they did, but I wish they were given free rein to make a 3D Donkey Kong and up the graphics. You know, I think the game just looks very simple. Like, very.
You know, as much as people complain about Donkey Kong 64, it's still one of my favorite games. Mm-hmm. And I would love to see a new 3D Donkey Kong.
Yeah,
I would pay mad money for that. I would witch all day.
Yes. Well, I mean, hello. Check out Donkey Kong Jungle Beat. Hello, Ryan.
Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. I lost all of that.
That's all right.
It's okay. There was nothing important.
I was just saying that I liked Donkey Kong Country Returns, but I wish Retro were given the opportunity.
No, I heard that. Dylan started talking. I lost all that.
Oh, I was saying how I prefer Donkey Kong 64 to the 2D Donkey Kong, because I know that's blasphemous. But fuck, I love that game.
I never played Donkey Kong 64. Is Coco not gone?
I would suggest Dylan goes back and plays Donkey Kong 64 right now, because it's pretty bad. It's pretty terrible. But I was with you. Like, when it was brand new, I bought it. I got
the fuck out of that game. I played that game more than Mario 64.
I got the RAM expansion. I almost 100%ed it.
That was the game that got me to get the RAM expansion. Not Perfect Dark.
Well,
Donkey Kong 64.
It comes with it. So. No, Perfect Dark did not come with it.
GoldenEye came with it.
No, it didn't.
GoldenEye
yes, it
did. Didn't.
No.
No, this was before
GoldenEye
the expansion.
GoldenEye
was way
it.
Before the expansion.
Perfect Dark needed it. GoldenEye didn't need
Perfect
it.
Perfect Dark
no,
needed
sure?
it, and Donkey Kong.
Yeah, it didn't. Yes. It didn't even exist when GoldenEye launched. Like, only Perfect Dark and Donkey Kong.
Those
and
are the only
Jet
two
Force
games.
Gemini.
Oh,
those were
right.
the three
Which
games.
One, I must have gotten it with Perfect Dark then.
Yeah, there was only three games that utilized it.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, I want. I feel like Retro Studios was underutilized with Donkey Kong Country Returns. That seems like a game they could have made very quickly. I bet they did.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh God. Now you got me thinking of a new 3D Donkey Kong.
But whatever they're doing now, they're doing in HD for the Wii U. Hopefully, they step up the graphics and because I mean, actually, gotta imagine they are because this is like that's one of their Nintendo studios that. You know, really pushes the hardware as far as, like, Metroid went, you know? And Nintendo probably wants to do that. They want people to say, wow, when they see the game. So, hopefully, yeah, whatever Retro's doing, they really step it up.
Word.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool!
Next up, Borderlands 2 Ultimate Loot Chest Limited Edition has now been, we now know what's going to be in it. We know the price.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be awesome.
Condoms.
And as I've said many times before, I was buying it anyway. I didn't care what was in it. I was just buying it. So they're going to have three tiers of the game. They're going to have you can buy just the game. Then they're going to have the $100 Deluxe Vault Hunters Collector's Edition. And that has, like, a bobblehead, an art book, some stickers, digital comic, and apparently access to some kind of DLC. And then the Ultimate Loot Chest Limited Edition has all of that in a, like, scaled-down version of the loot chest from the game. I also think it has a few other things. I read it earlier. I don't remember what all was in there, but there was a couple of other
the
things.
Marcus Kincaid bobblehead.
I already said that.
Oh, you did.
But that's in the $100 version as well. But there's a few extra things in addition to the chest. I don't remember exactly what they were. That's in the chest version, and that one's going to be $150. And yeah, I already pre-ordered it. And if you're out there, Amazon is taking pre-orders. You just have to type in the whole name. You have to type in Borderlands 2 Ultimate Loot Chest Limited Edition. And it'll show up. If you just type in Borderlands 2, it does not show up. So
I'm curious, will this bobblehead be as cool as my Vault Boy bobblehead?
I don't know.
The Fallout Vault Boy?
I have that one. I
know what you're
The Vault Out Boy.
Vault Out Boy. I always wonder, why was the Vault Boy their mascot? But then I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Because they are all in vaults.
By the way, I just bought Fallout 2 on Good Old Games. I'm excited to get back into that. Sorry. Cool.
But yeah, I'm.
Go ahead.
I'm super excited for this. That'll be I think the Halo 4, like collector's edition or whatever was
Hatlo
was out for a pre-order recently because I think that's like $100. There's a lot of you can spend.
Is it
a gonna lot
come
of,
in a Mr. Chef helmet?
I hope so. I don't know. But, yeah, Borderlands 2. I guess I'm probably more excited for it than anyone else around this podcast.
I'm excited for it, but I'm getting it for PC on Steam.
Yeah, you don't get any of the cool shit.
Otherwise, I would get a condom box. Maybe they'll have that. Do they have that available for PC? Maybe I'll get it.
Yeah, I think they do have it. I think they do have it available for PC. When I looked it up on Amazon, there was the PC, Xbox 360, and PS3 version, so I think that's releasing to the PC. Anyway, so Borderlands 2, yeah, go check it out. You can pre-order the giant box of stuff. So next up, 38 Studios, dumb. Fucked up.
No!
38 Studios, of course, is the makers of Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning, Aluminum. And they also had their MMO they were working on that took place in the same universe. I can't remember the name of it. It had some different name, but yeah, so Aluminum apparently they did not make enough money from Amalur, and they got a loan from the state of Rhode Island for $75 million, and they can't pay it back, and they couldn't make payroll. Like, today it came out, they couldn't make their last payroll because they have to make their payment to the state. And things look bad. Things look pretty, pretty bad.
It's pretty disappointing.
Yeah, it sucks, man, because I really wanted to see more games in that. Because, like, I got the impression that Kingdoms of Amalur, like, this game was a lot like, okay, the Elder Scrolls game where you had Oblivion, which took place in Oblivion. And then you have Skyrim.
Oh, it took place in fucking Cyrodiil.
Okay, so it took place somewhere that's not Skyrim. So then,
thank you.
So then we've got Skyrim, which takes place in Skyrim. So you've got these different areas of the whole world. And in Amalur, you're in the Feylands, but, you know, kind of the implication is that's not the whole universe. And so, like, I was really, really looking forward to seeing what other things are out there, and it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Which sucks. Yeah. Because apparently, if 38 Studios goes under, everything that 38 Studios has created, including all of their assets, including the IP, which would be Amalur, becomes property of the state of Rhode Island. Presumably to be auctioned off.
I'll buy it.
I give you $200.
I got a bottle of whiskey and I got a baseball bat. Give me the fucking license. I'm going to make you change it to Kingdoms of Aluminum. And we're going to, you remember the Beavis and Butthead game? It's going to be like that.
Yeah.
The NES, the Super NES one. Or Genesis one.
Yeah, so it's disappointing. Hopefully, like, I don't... Right now it looks really bleak. I don't see any way to turn it around, but I don't know.
That's pretty disappointing.
Yeah.
I mean, just think.
Like,
Rhode Island.
Yeah.
It's a horrible place.
Yeah.
That's why it's small.
I think it's terrible. Yeah, okay.
That's why it's known as America's Molar.
Is it?
That's awesome. Is it really?
No.
Oh.
sorry to get your hope.
America's wisdom tooth.
It needs to be pulled. No, I wouldn't say wisdom tooth after seeing this whole shenanigans. Just a molar.
Wisdom
maybe a cavity.
Wisdom tooth implies that it needs to be pulled. So that's kind of
well, okay, it's America's cavity.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be pulled.
It's New York's cavity.
Hey, maybe if we can get everyone, we start a groundswell. Everyone go buy Kingdom of Amalur and then tell all your friends to do the same, and maybe they'll
we
get
can't
the
even
money?
Get people to fucking write in.
I know, right?
Buy Amalur.
You better buy it before Rhode Island fucking gets it. I'm not supporting Rhode Island.
But anyway, so that's unfortunate news. But last step, Javi, I'm going to say it, and I'll let you run with it, because this is your deal. There are rumors of Luigi's Mansion 2 coming to the Wii U.
Boners.
Goners.
Go.
Yeah, I was a big fan of the first
talk
game.
While I grab another God. Beer.
Did you guys ever play Luigi's Mansion?
Fucking right I did. I played it at your house.
I watched my roommate in college play it.
I think that game is the definitive... This is like a game that we've wanted since we were kids because it's pretty much Ghostbusters. Like that's what
and Luigi.
No. It's the Ghostbusters game that you've always dreamed of, and it plays great. You're pulling, you know, you like pull the stick like away from the ghost and like yank on the energy, and there's a great like what is it? Like a tug of war mechanic going on whenever you connect with the ghost. It just felt really good. And every time you caught a ghost, he'd be like, yeah, and like spin his little vacuum around, and it would have that music. It's all da 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 da. Like, it's really cool. But I don't know. It was a small little game that launched with. It was a launch title with the GameCube. A lot of people weren't really into it, which was weird because I was like very impressed with it. Like, I think even now, like, the graphics totally hold up. It looks. It's right up there with the best of what came out that generation, if you ask me, because it was just done in such a
vibrant.
Simple way. Not even vibrant. It was actually kind of dull for a lot of the time. It's just
how about the ghost? The like the ghosts sticking out.
Yeah, the ghosts were
cool
very
as shit.
They were really colorful. Yeah, but I just remember like whenever you try to open a door that was locked, it would do that like it would cut to like a rendered Luigi hand going to a doorknob and it would jiggle it, and it just looked so good. Like the presentation was through the roof. It looked fucking amazing. And so I remember throughout that whole console and throughout the Wii, like, I remember when the Wii remote was shown, I'm like, oh my god, Luigi's Mansion would be so perfect. You could yank on the Wiimote to, like, pull the ghost and stuff, but that never happened. I don't know why. Anyways.
Now, I got up for a second, and the last thing I heard, I mean, I heard this little last bit here, but the last thing I heard was, it's pretty much the definitive. Now, were the next words Luigi game?
Ghostbusters.
If
game.
So, obviously.
Ghostbusters game.
Yeah, no, I don't.
What are you talking about? Mario is missing.
I've been very vocal of my distaste for Luigi. I hate Luigi. Unless he's in a game for the sake of
Luigi.
Like everybody making fun of him, which all the Mario RPG games and Superstar Saga games, those are all very mean to Luigi, which is great. There's no denying that Luigi's Mansion is a lot of fun, and I love that damn franchise, so I'm happy to see it come back. It was announced, of course, for the 3DS last year, and but the idea that it could come to Wii U, I couldn't be happier. Like, seeing that game in HD and all pretty and stuff with motion control. That's a game where motion controls might be better.
I hope it's an FMV game.
Oh, why?
So you just got some weirdo dressed up like Luigi walking around.
You gotta capture the burglars.
Yeah, it's gonna be like Sega CD.
Well, FMV doesn't mean it's live action.
Live action FMV there.
Okay.
Speaking of sweet
Most
FMVs,
of them are, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Luigi's Mansion, pretty stoked.
One minor note at the end of our news thing. Remember that what is it? Speedrun marathon we watched last year off?
It was actually like 2 months ago, if that.
No, it was winter. It was like November, December.
I was
yeah,
here.
Dude.
I was here though.
Was it? No.
Was it during your first stint?
No, I was.
No, it was in the winter.
Yeah, this winter.
Yeah, like December.
Yeah, that's still last year.
No,
buddy.
It would have been like January. It would have been January. Like
whatever.
The one where yeah.
The summer one is coming up.
Okay.
And it starts on the 24th. If I wasn't working so much, I'd enjoy watching it.
The 24th of May?
Yeah.
Well, it's not even summer.
Yeah. Shit.
Weird.
Well,
you might be right.
Today it hit 90 here, so speak for yourself.
It was fucking hot.
It was freezing today.
Fuck you, Seattleites.
So cold today.
It was 91 on my drive home.
Seattle sucks. Fuck you guys and your cold weather.
Yeah.
Your moderate temperatures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, anyway.
I am just slaving away in the desert.
All right, so we're done with news. That's it for news.
News!
All right, let's go on to some new releases.
Yeah.
Brian, you wrote a This Is Out this week.
I did. And it's there. It's there. It was there Tuesday. And maybe if you listen to this and don't check the site, you would have heard on Tuesday that it's there. Mm. It's got no comments. You guys get in there. Get in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny. Maybe I'm the only one. Huh?
You tell people what's coming out. I'm going to let Layla in because she's outside my door crying like a girl.
Tell Fozzie to take his dog with him next time.
Okay.
So, this week we have, I'm just going to run through these, because Diablo 3, which we've already hit on plenty,
Max Payne 3, which we haven't really talked about.
My brother picked that up. I'm going to steal it from him.
Yeah. I don't think I'm getting, like, looking what's there. I don't know that I'm buying anything that came out this week.
Hobby was, we were discussing this on the last time we recorded with Max Payne, and we'd be really excited if it was more like Max Payne 1, but I guess it's more like 2, which I really like, but because, I mean, it was unique at the time. The fact that every game out now is cover-based, I'm less right. enthusiastic about it.
Was the cover system in 2 at all?
I don't think so.
Because I heard the giant Bombcast guys talking about it, where they said that, like, in 1, like, you're...
It was all about the bullet time. In number right, 2, like, the jumping, bullet time, like, was downplayed.
Like, the diving with the bullet time was your cover, basically.
Yeah,
like,
in Max Payne 2, when you dove, you were setting yourself up to get just full killed. Of bullets. Yeah, and it was fucking... You got punished for being stylish, where Max Payne 1, being stylish was the whole point of the game.
You right. fucking survived. I mean, I love Max Payne 2. I really like it. Man. But that was a big loss, the lack of, like, bullet time necessity.
Yeah, from what I've heard about Max Payne 3, it's the same thing as 2, where, like, and I believe diving gets you killed.
Didn't they say Max Payne 3 had a lot of cover-based shooting?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a modern third-person shooter that's
yeah,
covers.
So I'm really not as enthusiastic as I would be if it was
although, you know, the idea
more
of, like
number 1.
The idea of being against a wall and, like, lining up your shot and then being able to dive from cover, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. But, yeah. Still, I might just buy Max Payne 1 and play through that again.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. It's on the PSN for $10.
Those fucking cutscenes where the guy's getting blown in the bar.
I don't even remember that.
Oh, you go into the bar and the guy's pants are down and then the girl stands up because she was sucking his dick behind the bar. And then you get in a gunfight. And I believe he was a boss. Yeah. Fucking remember that. I'm going to purchase that game right now.
Okay. Other games. We've got Game of Thrones.
Oh, the RPG.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they made an RTS kind of, more of a, similar to like a 4X style game where it was economics, politics, military, and it was turn-based, I believe. Anyways. Right. And then I heard about this one, and this one seemed fairly interesting.
Right.
It was a fully fleshed-out RPG, and they've been working on it since before the show, I believe. So I'm fairly interested in this, actually. I hope there's a demo.
It has really bad reviews.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, Alice had bad reviews as well, and I love Alice.
I don't think it... did. I remember getting, like, kind of 7s and 6.5s at the least.
Oh, well, how bad is bad, then?
Well, I think Game of Thrones is sitting there at, like, 40 on Metacritic or something like that.
Okay. I'm thinking of game journalism terms where a 7 is and a 6 is terrible.
Okay, Game of Thrones is at 54.
Okay.
And it's only got 1 positive review. 8 mixed, 3 negative.
Okay.
Turns.
Maneuvering.
Maneuvering. Alice has a 75.
Oh, okay. So. Okay. Whatever.
Bullshit, terrible.
I was thinking in game journalism terms, like I said.
Anyway, so yeah, that's coming out. And then... Gabe has written after that Diablo 3 and Diablo 3. He also led off with Diablo 3.
So. Yeah, well, Gabe's in some rehab center right now.
They revived him and put him into rehab.
Sucking some orderly's dick to get his hit of Diablo 3.
Yeah. It's gross, Gabe. Don't do that.
Fucking gross.
You don't know where that guy's been. You don't know where his dick's been, Gabe.
You don't know where his creative
condoms are. He's being paid
are.
Less than you, Gabe.
Yeah. Well, except that he's getting a blowjob.
From Gabe.
From Gabe.
Would you want one from Gabe? Hell
no. No, I don't. Anyway, so that's it for new releases. Check those out. Go check out This Is Out. I wrote it. I like it. I think it's good. Maybe you won't. But anyway.
If you don't think it's funny, you have bad taste.
Yeah. So so now it's time to check in.
Are we?
What's up, gents?
How's it going?
How's it going?
God damn it. God damn it!
No. Look, let me just say, Starhawk, I want to spend more time with you. It feels like it's been forever. And yeah. Trine too. You're fucking gorgeous. You're beautiful. And free for PlayStation Plus. Everybody go check out Trine 2. Absolutely beautiful game.
What kind of game is it?
It's hard to explain, actually. It's kind
of weird. Is it kind of a side-scroller?
It is side-scroller.
I don't know. I wasn't a fan of the first one, which is weird because the game seems right up my alley. I just wasn't.
You have three pretty standard characters. You have this wizard, old wizard, and then you have a knight, and then you have like a thief girl. With that, she's all fast and nimble, and they all can achieve different tasks to get you through your environments. There's not a lot of combat. Like, it's more of a puzzle game to like how to proceed. And so, like, with the wizard, you have like a reticle on the screen, and you can like try to pull or push things, or you can like create boxes to jump on. And then with the girl, you can shoot like a grappling hook on anything that's wooden. And yeah, you're basically trying to maneuver through your environment. Like the gameplay, like overall, the game is okay. It's pretty cool, kind of different. I appreciate it for what it is, but it's nothing amazing. What is amazing is the fucking art design, the lighting, the colors. Like whoever was in charge of that, whoever did the concept art to like inspire those backgrounds and what's going on in the world is just incredible, man. It's so beautiful. The color schemes are incredible. I can't think of another game that makes it almost makes my mouth water. Like it's just so, like, colorful. It's really vibrant. I love it. But yeah. Also, I got a comic up about Journey, but that was a while back. Go look at it. GameOverNation.com. It's where we're from. yeah. All right, Dylan. What are you doing?
Well, I'm doing some things.
Cool.
Aside from going to work a lot since I got a new job, I went down Know Your Role Boulevard, hung a ride at Jabroni Drive, and I checked my ass into the SmackDown Hotel.
He remembered it word for word.
Where I proceeded to not play WWE 2012 because that game sucks. Fuck, I can't believe I bought that game. It sucks. It sucks.
Wait,
I don't like
this?
It. I bought it used.
Where? Like for what? For the PS3?
Or... Yeah.
Okay.
I keep trying to relive my glory days of No Mercy and Day of Reckoning. It ain't happening. It ain't. Okay, other than that, I popped in the Metroid Prime trilogy on my Wii the other day, and then I'm at the end of The Witcher 2 now.
How witchy is it?
It's pretty witchy.
That's good.
Not as witchy as my loot box of condoms. Or my Witcher wrap. I think I've praised this game every fucking week for the last month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah, you got that. I got
it. Or since it came out last year for PC.
Hey, check out the top left article on this post.
I'm about to.
Yes. This is awesome radio, witching? By the way.
Hottest video game girls.
Diaba Hours.
Diaba Hours.
Oh. What an asshole.
The winner of the talk, Commander?
This site is now null and void. Diaba Hours.
Diaba
I
hours.
Just want to know too about multiplayer. Okay. Metroid Prime and Witcher 2. That's about it.
cool, dog.
Yeah, I know. Pretty cool. And not SmackDown. Not SmackDown.
Gotcha.
Ryan De La Rosa.
That's me.
What have you been doing? Did you also check into the SmackDown hotel?
I did not. I stayed at La Quinta, and I hooked up my Xbox 360, and I played Kingdoms of Amalur some more.
I guess it's better in the fucking Western, what is it, Old Western?
Yeah. Well, I in Amalur, like, yeah, I'm still playing it, and I got to, the most recent thing I did was I got to some missions with it's basically like a thieves guild, and so all of the missions are, like, kind of the way they're set up is like, hey, go and sneak into this place and steal this thing. I have 0 points into my stealth ability, so I just walk into that thing with my sword that I made called the Burninator, and then I set everyone on fucking fire and kill them. And then I steal the thing that I need to steal. I'm not very subtle about it. So that's been Amalur this week. In addition to that, I picked up a new Xbox 360, the S model. And actually I saw that the Microsoft store was selling them for $250 and they're usually $300. So I was like, okay, maybe I'll throw down on that, especially if I can sell my Elite for get a little cash and get it for a little bit cheaper, you know, through that method. So I actually, it took, as soon as I posted it on Facebook that, hey, I'm selling my Xbox 360 Elite, here's how much and here's what you get, it took all of 10 minutes to sell it. So then I decided, okay, I'm gonna go, there's actually a Microsoft store in Houston. So I decided I was going to go down there and check it out, but first I wanted to call and make sure they were having the same deal. I was informed that they were not, but the chick on the phone sounded really, really confused. So I thought she was a liar and went down to the store anyway. So I got there, and it turns out she was not a liar, but they had a deal going on that she failed to mention when I asked, that if you, seriously, if you, he was like, if you go complete a task on our Xbox demo unit over there, you get 25% off of your purchase today. I was like, wait, seriously? 25? Like, I didn't know exactly what it was I was getting into, but I'm in a Microsoft store. I figured it couldn't be too fucking complicated. he's like, yeah, 25. I was like, so $75 off of this Xbox if I just go do this thing. He's like, yeah. It's like, badass, let's go. This is what I had to do. I walk over to an Xbox with an associate there in the store. He hands me, he holds out a stack of cards and says, take one. I take one. I flip it over, and on the other side it says, play a song by the Black Keys using the controller. So what this meant was I scrolled over, he walks you through it. Like, it's one of those things where he's like trying to tell you how to use the Xbox. He's like, go to the Zune Marketplace, hit search, type in Black Keys, and then hit play. And that's all I had to do. And then I got 25% off of my Xbox 360. It was fucking brilliant. So I actually got it for cheaper than the $250 that was originally advertised online. So that was pretty awesome. And I've already sold my Xbox Elite, and so feeling pretty good, man. Feels good. I think that deal ended today, so by the time you hear this, that deal's over. If you even have a Microsoft store in your area.
I gotta beat Witcher 2 before I do anything like that.
Yeah. Well, all I did was get a new system. Like, it had the built-in Wi-Fi, and, like, I've been wanting to upgrade for a while. It's got the built-in Wi-Fi. It's a little more reliable. You don't have to plug in the Kinect, to an outlet. It'll power the Kinect on its own through a USB port, so that's kind of nice. So yeah, and it's a lot quieter, I found out. That's kind of cool. So,
yeah, not bad. Mine's fucking loud.
My other one was, especially like when the disk drive starts up.
God, oh my yes. God.
Yeah. Oh, and I also got the, it was the 250 gigabyte model, whereas I had 120 before. So that was a nice upgrade, especially like, now, if you want to find, like, some of the the hard drives for the older system are really expensive because they don't make them anymore. So you have to buy a used one, and usually people jack up the prices to, I mean, they were already way more expensive than what they were worth. And so some of them are really expensive now. Anyway, so that's I bought Awesome Knots. I played some of the tutorial of Awesome Knots. Just played by myself, did some of the practice matches. And that was fine. Like, I think that that's a game that definitely needs people to be fun. So it was good. It was a good learning experience to kind of figure out the mechanics and the fundamentals of the game, but I think I need to get into it with some of my friends. So hopefully I'll get to do that soon. But anyway, yeah, that's it. That's all I've been up to.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did Hobby leave?
I don't know.
Oh, what's up?
What are you doing?
Listening to your awesome stories.
Look here, asshole. We listen to you gush about Luigi's Mansion 2, alright?
I know.
Oh.
It's true.
I was listening.
Oh, God. I watched Empire Records is on my TV right now, and they just walked like past the front of a storefront, and it was like the Super Nintendo and like a bunch of game boxes all like stacked up. Like, this is out now. Check it out.
It's a Super Nintendo.
Yeah, that was great. So what's next? Mail time? Is it mail time?
Dylan time.
Dylan already did his thing.
I already did mine. Way
Dylan, baby.
Here,
I don't know.
We already did that.
All right.
I went to the snack.
Clearly, Javi is very focused this episode.
So, yeah. All right, someone's here.
Housekeeping.
Oh.
Hey, girl. How you doing? Yeah. How your mom and them? So you All have right. the mail, Javi.
We do. All right. Beesball writes in. He says, someone needs to kickstart Gabe a new mic. Well, he's dead. Are you guys not getting tired of comic book movies and reboots? I am. I think as long as they're done well, bring them on.
Yeah.
As long as they're done respectfully.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, sir.
I think we said a lot more on the last one.
Yeah. Well, let me just say real quick, my argument, like, I hate when people say, God, it's so soon to do a reboot. Like, you know what? If they have a good idea and it's worth making, then let's see it. Because if Batman Begins was ready to go the year after Batman and Robin, which was a fucking train wreck that everybody hates, and they released Batman Begins, and it was as good as it is, like, then no one would bitch. But the news of it being made, everybody would have gone fucking crazy. It's too soon. It's like, shut up, man. If it's good, it's good. Just let it happen. I don't know. Like, if it's terrible, then you can complain. Like, God, man, don't make a sequel to that, you know? But a reboot is like a fresh start. That's a good thing.
I don't know.
That's my opinion.
Yeah. And I think I mentioned this Tuesday was that I was really digging the new Spider-Man trailer that I saw at the Avengers.
Yeah.
Got me kind of pumped up.
No, and like everybody I felt so alone when I was like, no, it's good. I don't want to see Spider-Man 4. I mean, I want to see them do it correctly, you know? And I felt like I was the only person in the world that was for that. Like, everybody was just, like, if you looked at the comments under any article on IGN or whatever that had to do with Amazing Spider-Man, all of it was hate, hate, hate. Like, oh, these fuckers are ruining it. It looks like Twilight. Blah, blah, blah. It's stupid. And then now that these trailers are out, everybody's coming around. Like, Fozzie even was like, you know, that trailer I saw is pretty cool, actually. And he's the one that kept saying, fucking fanboys, it's too soon. I don't think they should keep making these reboots. I'm like, keep making them. Like, this is the first reboot of Spider-Man, first of all. I'll give you that. It's probably the first reboot of many, because once this franchise is worn out, Sony's going to make a restart Spider-Man again, I guarantee you. But
right.
That's how things work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, Graham Stewart writes in. He says, "Hello, Game Over Nation. Which situation would you prefer? A highly anticipated game that launches at $60 and gets 3 pieces of $10 DLC over the next 6 months? Or would you like the same game 6 months later with all the DLC included for $75? Remember, this is highly anticipated. The 6-month wait will be horrible."
Yeah, I think less money is the way to go.
Yeah.
Regardless.
$75.
I think
like if you're forced, like if you're working with the assumption that you are absolutely gonna buy all of this DLC, then why wouldn't you just wait and get it all for cheaper?
If you were gonna buy it all, get it cheaper. If you weren't, how good is that DLC? Is it I think we discussed the Fallout 3 and New Vegas DLC when it came to this, where they were really nice and fleshed out, and I really enjoyed them. I'd pay $10, you know, for those DLCs. I did pay $10 for those DLCs, and I thought they were great.
I think this question's a little too broad. It
asks
too much.
And then look at Red Dead Redemption's deal. Fucking, that was great, and that was what, 20?
It was 10.
Undead Nightmare was?
Yeah.
That's a fucking bargain.
I know, it was incredible.
Infamous 2, the
10.
Festival of Blood, that was $10, and that was fantastic.
Yeah. Those were both, like, whole games for $10.
And then, like, that's what bothers me then when you get DLC that all it is a map pack for 15 or 10 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
When we've got other games really just releasing really good DLC that's good priced, it's substantial, and I don't like when we don't get substantial DLC, but they still charge as much as those. This is why I miss expansion packs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Expansion packs was it was $30 to $40, but it was a really, really large chunk of gameplay. I mean, it would be like 45% of the game.
Yeah. We don't see much of that anymore.
You don't see any expansion packs anymore.
Yeah.
But, like, look at Shivering Isles. Shivering Isles for The Elder Scrolls 4, that was better than Oblivion. Its DLC was better than a base game. By far. I'd pay... Yeah. That's all I'm going to say on that.
I want to add that Super Nintendo era Renee Zellweger was pretty hot.
Oh, she had me at hello.
What movie is this?
Empire Records.
I've never seen this or heard
of it. It's on Netflix.
I do have one other thing. You know, me saying this, I want my DLC substantial and worth the price. I know I'm going to be called entitled, so... Fuck you, dude. You entitled users.
Yeah.
Wow, she did look good.
Yeah.
You know, she looked a lot like that chick from Mallrats and Chasing
her?
Amy.
She is that chick.
No, she's not.
Renee Zellweger?
Renee Zellweger is not in Mallrats and Chasing Amy. She looks
who's
exactly
the, who's the girl in that?
What's her name?
She has some weird name.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
I know.
But
you're
about. They do look a lot alike.
I actually posted her picture to in Skype to Javi a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Liv Tyler's in this.
Because we were talking about Mystery Men, and I was like, "Oh my god, that girl in Mystery Men is so fucking hot." And Yams is like, "Who?" I was like, "The girl that worked at the diner." That she's like, "What's your name?" He's like, Mr. Furious. My power is I get really, 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 really angry.
All right. Well, that's all the written in questions. Ryan, do you have our Twitter question?
All right. First, we've got Hayden Weiss, who just made a statement. He just said he was trying to buy more sand for his hourglass. I wasn't selling.
His arms get cold in February.
And we still had no idea what that was. I don't know.
It's kind of like Gabe's name of his rifle in Team Fortress 2. My arms get cold in February, heart.
Password is taco.
I'll never understand it.
But, so, Yeah, so there was that. And then we got a question from Justin Das. And he said, are you guys picking up Max Payne 3 or playing Diablo 3 instead? And I said neither right now.
I'll be checking out Max Payne 1, probably.
Yeah, Max Payne 1 is fucking awesome.
Yep.
Yep. That's that,
buy the
I guess.
Fuck out of that game. Though, I'll check out Max Payne 3 since I didn't buy it and someone else I know did.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Yes.
I entitled.
Yeah, no shit.
Is that what that means?
I don't know. Fucking fine.
Joey Lauren Adams. That was her name.
Okay.
The chick from Mallrats.
Yeah.
Giggity goo.
Whoa.
Alright. Well, that's the listener mail for this week. If you want to write
in for next week. Javi, are you okay? You sound really tired.
I sound really Gabe.
Yeah, you sound totally Gabe right now.
I'm a little Gabe.
I bet you are.
Yeah. Whew, well, that's all the listener mail we have this week. If you want to write in for next week, our mail is mail@gameovernation.com, or you can tweet at us @gameovernation. Make sure to link up with us on Twitter and Facebook, subscribe on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes, more importantly, and tell your friends to check us out.
Just tell all the friends.
All these things.
All the friends.
Also, you should make Game Over Nation your homepage.
Yeah, do that. And
that's
then,
a good idea.
And
I
then
like that idea.
Also go look up Renee Zellweger in Empire Records, because she looks dope.
She's very cute.
Yeah.
Very, very cute. She completes me.
Oh, indeed.
All right, until next time, I am Javi Rodriguez with Ryan De La Rosa.
Bye-bye.
And Dylan Roush.
Know your role.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Know your role and see us next week.
Pancakes, Rock. Pancakes.